Yeah, I'm calling to see if my covers somebody pulling me out the ditch.
You're calling to see if you have coverage?
Yeah, baby. I know like I can call and they help me with a flat tire and shit like that. I'm sorry. But they come out here and do like the help me with gas and change my tire and stuff. I was sitting on the side of the road and my car like slid into like a deep ditch and I need help getting it out. My brother tried to pull me out, but it just went in deeper.
Okay, what's the first name?
It's in my mama's name. I think mine and my mama's name is on there, but I think her name's first.
It doesn't matter. What's the name?
Crystal Lowry, baby.
Is it with a K or a C?
C. Yeah, it's CRYSTAL, and then Lowry's LOWERY.
Your phone number?
Her number. You need mine or hers?
Your phone number. In order to send you text messages, is your mom the one with the vehicle?
It's in mine and her name, baby. It's our
no,
mine
that's
and her.
Not, that's not what I'm asking. Is your mom the one with the vehicle?
Oh, I come to the house right quick because I had to put some clothes on. It's right down
that's
the street.
That's not what I'm asking, ma'am. Is your mom the one with the vehicle or are you with the vehicle?
There's nobody with the vehicle at the moment.
Okay. Is anyone
like,
going to be with the vehicle?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the person that's going to be with the vehicle is the person who information I need. It does not matter if your mom is on the account or you are on the account, as long as you have the policy number. So I don't need to know that your mom is the primary person. And this is an emergency line. We have to keep it going. You're giving me too much information. So all I need to know is your first name, your last name, since you're going to be the one with the vehicle. I need your phone number. I need your information, because if your mom's going to be with the vehicle, then I need her information. But if she's not going to be with the vehicle, then I need the person that's going to be with the vehicle.
It's going to be me, baby. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I'm sorry. I'm putting everybody through this. It's early in the morning. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Okay, so I need your phone number.
Okay, it's 910-774-3381.
And what's the policy number? What's the zip code?
On the policy?
Yes.
On the policy, it's 28376, baby. I'm sorry. I've just had a bad morning. That's all. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. You're not the only person that when they call in, they give me more information that I need. When I'm asking questions, the questions are I'm asking you. When I ask, let me get your phone number. Let me get your name. I'm not asking for anyone information. Let me get your policy. Let me get your policy number.
It's J19154243.
Okay, and the address on your account, is it 210 Melinda Drive?
Melinda Drive, Rayford, North Carolina.
Melinda with an L, not a W?
Yeah, baby, it's Malinda.
Somebody put W.
No, it's Malinda.
Let's see. 287. And what's the year, make, and model of your vehicle?
It's a 2016 Dodge Journey.
What color?
I guess you could say red, baby. Red or burgundy.
You say your vehicle is stuck in a ditch?
It's not like a ditch. It's like, I mean, it's like halfway. I mean, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like a ditch. Canal. It's, I don't know.
What's the address where you're located?
I'm not for sure what the address is, but it's right there. It's like on the service road, like near Robinson County. This is.
We're not in the same city and state, ma'am, so I would need an address or a
I don't know. Do you know the name of that road?
The best thing that I can do is since you're going back with the vehicle, once you get with the vehicle, give us a call back. We can pinpoint your location and get the address or the longitude.
Can you look up and see what the road is, Mama? Hold on, baby. I'm trying to look it up.
Cat Road?
Huh?
Catton, C-A-T-O-N.
C-A-T-O-N is Catton Road.
That's the road so certainly, though.
No, we need the road that the river's on. Let's say you look it up, and it can tell you.
What am I supposed to look at?
Is there anything around there, a business or something?
Yeah, baby, Robinson County. It's right there at Robinson County Social Services. Leave me the fuck alone. The goddamn drinks is there and there. We're still such a goddamn dumb. She know we got drinks.
That's in Lumberton?
Yeah, baby. Lumberton, North Carolina.
I see a Glen Cowan Road. Okay, so... Oh, I think I know where you're talking about. So
it's like right there. If you see the river, it's like right there, baby.
Okay, so I'm looking at Google Maps. So what I see in front of this building, it looks like a little reserve thingy, but it has grass and dirt. Is that where your vehicle is?
It's where the river's at, baby. It's like a bridge.
A bridge?
Yeah, it's like once you go past the Robinson County DSS. There's like a overhead bridge because there's like a river there.
A river?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't see a river.
Hold on, let me see if I'm, hold on. Let's see if I can help you.
Let me ask you a question. Just listen to me very carefully. You said your vehicle is in front of the Robinson County Department School. Coming out of the entrance of the Robinson County Department School, it looks like there is a little ditch off to the right-hand side. Like a little, looks, I mean, it's a ditch. I can't, and but it's covered with grass and dirt and all of that stuff. Is that where your vehicle is?
No, it's not in front of the DSS building. The DSS, like when you pull out the where I'm at and you go to the left, when you pull out to the left and go through the light, the DSS building is down there on the right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like 2 minutes, maybe 2 minutes from the DSS building down there. That's just a whole just a minute. Or make me try
is it
to...
on a is it on a corner?
Yeah, it's like on a service road.
Is it
beside 95.
Okay, so this is what's going to need to happen. I'm not seeing anything that you're talking about. So I would need you to go back to the vehicle, and once you get back to the vehicle, give us a call so that we can pinpoint your location and get the nearest address or the longitude and latitude where your vehicle is. The providers get paid by mileage and distance, so I would need the actual distance, at least within two or three mm-hmm. miles.
Hold on, man.
Okay, you need to give us a call back, ma'am. Okay.
I'm sitting here. I'm trying to look this road up for you. That's what I said. It's on. Here it goes, right here. The Warren River.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry, but you would need to go back to the vehicle. Okay.
Okay, baby. Okay.
All right.